Hello, this is NSFW Save, and I am doing another Calvin Hobbes read, where I read the Calvin and Hobbes, and I tell you about the jokes, and hopefully you find it funny. I haven't done one of these in a long time, but it is very cold outside. I am off from work. I don't have much to do. So hopefully this can help some of you relax and feel good if you have power. I am in Texas, if any of you know. Texas has not been having a good time, but fortunately, NSFW Save has had power and water and stuff. So he's actually been very fortunate. But not everybody in Texas has, because of stupid people. Okay, anyways. So let us read a little bit of Calvin and Hobbes. So today we are starting off with a one where Calvin is walking with Hobbes, and Hobbes is carrying a camera, and Calvin says, "This is what I like about photography. People think cameras always tell the truth." And the next panel, Calvin says, "They think the camera is a dispassionate machine that records only facts, but really, cameras lie all the time. Select the facts and manipulate the truth. For example," Calvin says, "I've cleared off this corner of my bed. Take your picture of me here, but crop out all the mess around me so it looks like I keep my room tidy." And in the panel, Calvin is on his bed where it looks all nice and neat, but off to the side is a bunch of junk. Final panel, Hobbes asks, "Is this even legal?" And Calvin runs off and says, "Wait, let me comb my hair and put on a tie." So the joke here, Calvin is very astute, as always, in the fact that pictures can be deceiving. Sometimes what you see is not actually what is. For instance, if you look at a picture of, let's say, what's a picture? Picture of the Mona Lisa, right? That's not actually a woman. It's just oil on a, no, okay, that's not really accurate to what we're talking about here. Calvin's talking about how pictures can lie. So this is more like a 1984 type of thing, you know, like the Ministry of Truth, where they would, now it was legal there, as Hobbes' question points out. It was legal for Winston Smith, I think his name was, to doctor photos to make things look real and to, but that's not good. That's not good. He shouldn't have done that. Winston Smith knew what he was doing was wrong, working for the Ministry of Truth. He knew it was wrong, but he did it anyways. He shouldn't have. Calvin also knows what he's doing is wrong, but he wants to look good anyways. Okay, let's move on. So, this next one, Calvin, now Hobbes still has the camera. Calvin's got a baseball bat, and he says, "Okay, there's a picture of me looking well-adjusted and playing sports. That ought to do it." And Hobbes says, "You hate sports." And Calvin says, "Yeah, but people believe what they see. And now we've got a photographic document of a fake childhood, ready for any future biological needs I may have. Biographical needs I may have." And Calvin, next one says, Calvin says, "Pretty shrewd planning, huh?" And Hobbs says, except for one detail. Suppose the photographer doesn't keep quiet. And in the final panel, Calvin looks mad while Hobbs is reading comic books. And Calvin says, you drive a hard bargain, Fleabait. And Hobbs says, ooh, now Maggot Man is about to reveal his secret identity to Amazon Babe. Now, for those of you who don't keep up with Calvin and Hobbs much, Hobbs always wants to read Calvin's comic books, and for some reason that I don't think they have ever actually explained, Calvin doesn't let Hobbs read his comic books unless Hobbs somehow tricks him into it. So the joke here is that while Calvin is trying to create this life story of like a kid who is a healthy American all-star baseball player that he can use later on in his, say, diabolical political career or something like that. He's trying to do this, but Hobbs is saying he's gonna let people know that this is fake unless he gets to read the comic books. And honestly, I would kind of like to read the comic books as well, because I would like to know Amazon Babe's secret identity. Amazon Babe sounds very, very sexy. And, Maggot Man does not sound like an appealing, I guess, either bad guy or good guy, whichever one he is, I don't know. But he's, would Maggot Man be made of maggots? Or would his power be that he can control maggots? I mean, either way, it sounds very, very disgusting. I'm more interested in Amazon Babe than Maggot Man, personally. But, anyways, okay. Next comic. Alright, Calvin is walking along and he says, I'm a simple man, Hobbs. And Hobbs says, yesterday you wanted a nuclear powered car that could turn into a jet with laser guided heat seeking missiles. And Calvin says, I'm a simple man with complex tastes. So, joke here is, kind of self explanatory. Calvin is trying to act like he is, you know, this simple, normal kid. But as Hobbs is pointing out to him, to be fair, who wouldn't want a nuclear-powered car that could turn into a jet and have laser-guided heat-seeking missiles? I mean, the heat-seeking missiles I don't really need, but a nuclear-powered car that could turn into a jet would be pretty cool. Tesla, if they want to get on that, they can maybe try to start making something like that. I know they're more, electric-powered instead of nuclear-powered, but I still wouldn't mind it. If my car could turn into a jet, I can understand that. I think simple, it's not that simple. Okay, well, I feel like I'm just rambling at this point, so let's go to the next comic here. Alright, so, Calvin has his hand up, and he's in his classroom, and he says, the teacher says, you have a question, Calvin? And he says, more of a statement, really. And he says, I just want to say that education is our most important investment in the future, and it's scandalous how little our educators are paid. And his teacher, Miss Wormwood, is standing there looking shocked, and she says, okay, hands up, who else didn't do the homework for today? and Calvin, making a little jerky face, is saying, actually, I'd like to see more teachers out on the streets. So the joke here is that Calvin is trying to butter up Miss Wormwood to make her think that he actually cares about teachers, which he does not. He does not care about teachers. But he's trying to make her think that he cares about teachers in order to divert from the fact that he hasn't done the homework. Now, a couple things going on here, because Calvin, first of all, does have a point. Teachers are scandalously underpaid. I don't know if that's the right word that Calvin used, but it is criminal how little teachers are paid for the hard work they do. So for any teachers out there, you know, keep doing what you're doing, and maybe demand some more pay. But if you get a little jerk-ass like Calvin here, the truth of the matter is, he's just trying to manipulate you. He would rather see you out on the streets, begging for money. So you know what? Give him all the homework you want. Give him a ton of homework. Just to teach him a lesson about being a little jerkwad. Sometimes we can't side with Calvin just because he's the protagonist. Sometimes he's right, and sometimes he's wrong. This time, it's a little both. Alright. We'll do one more. We'll do one more good comic strip. And, let's see. Okay. So, last one here. Calvin is screaming, I hate school. I'm not going to school ever again. I refuse. And in the next panel, he's tossed out of his home with his lunch pail and everything, and thrown very hard. And then in the final panel, he's dusting himself off and he says, I think mom lettered and shot put her junior year. Now, if we were to take this literally as to what happened, this means that Calvin's mom actually picked him up and tossed him out of the house. Didn't just like push him, didn't just like say, oh, off to school, young little Calvin. She actually picked him up and tossed him like a shot put and threw him, which honestly, probably child abuse. I mean, I understand she's trying to get him to school, that's important, but still, you don't throw the child out of the home. You nudge them out nicely. That's all you have to do. If they don't want to go to school, if they don't like school, that's every child like that. Doesn't mean you have to actually pick them up and heave them out the door. It's just way too much. But I guess, I don't know, maybe Calvin might be the kind of kid maybe you have to do that with. I don't know. Everything is subjective. Okay. Well, I hope this was enjoyable to you. If not, I guess let me know if it was or wasn't. And I try, I might make some more, but, alright, thank you again, and bye, 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 bye.